Hey there, I am Eric, the host of Tourism Marketing Mastery. And before we get into this episode, I want to give you a little bit of a unique opportunity that I don't see across most podcasts, and I could be wrong, but that is to ask me questions directly related to some of the challenges or hiccups or roadblocks, whatever you want to call them, that you're facing in your marketing right now. The reason I want to do that is because if you've listened to the last couple of episodes, you'll know I'm resurging this podcast up, and it's a little bit unique because at this point I've got nothing to sell you guys. I'm here just because I want to give you the information that I wish I had when I was younger, and I want to be truly valuable. And I thought the best way to be truly valuable is to directly respond to exactly what you're facing today. So send your questions in. And the way to do that is to go specifically to Spotify. And on Spotify, when you open up an episode to listen to of this podcast, it will give you a little Q&A box right there when you open. It'll be very obvious. Type your question in there. I think in some instances, you might even have the option of sending a voice question. And I will do my best to respond to those questions on this podcast. I'll even give you a little shout out. Just put your name, your first name, and the country you're from in there. I'll give you a shout out answering to you specifically. And if you want to borrow my brain, so to speak, how I would address or tackle the challenge that you're facing, I'm not promising it'll be the best answer that is possible out there, but it is an answer. And it's leveraging it through my years of experience and just the thousands of hours I've put into researching and understanding and experiencing playing with marketing, trying to filter your question through all of that and give you what I would estimate to be the most effective response that's going to help move you along. So if you'd like to ask me a question, go to Spotify right now, pop that question in, go do that now before we jump into the rest of the episode. All right, I'll see you on the other side. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Tourism Marketing Mastery. So on this episode, I want to cover pricing and pricing strategies, because some things that are now obvious to me were not so not too long ago, a few years ago. And I just thought, oh, wait a minute. The prompt here was the new year. And in the new year, often there comes a discussion around pricing because of the desire and the need to increase pricing potentially. So this podcast is going to be an interesting one, because pricing strategies will differ depending on whether you are in accommodation or whether you're running a tour company. And then from there, if you are running a tour company, whether you're low ticket offer, high ticket offer. So I'm going to try and address all three of those, plus just general pricing strategy. And actually, we're going to start there. So general pricing strategy, my very keen advice that I learned from my parents when we were running the resort was, no matter what, your pricing goes up by 5% a year to keep track with inflation, if not outpace inflation. All the years that we were doing it, we were outpacing inflation. But that gradual raise in prices means that your current clientele, if you have repeat clientele, especially in accommodation, your current clientele are not going to be shocked by a massive price jump. I think something that I see often as a mistake with a number of operators is the fact that they haven't increased pricing in years, and then all of a sudden they find themselves in a scenario where they're not making profit and they have to make a massive pricing leap in order to just stay viable as a company. So not an ideal scenario. There are strategic times when you do want to do that. And if you are going to make a massive jump in pricing, I would advise creating some kind of additional value stack. That's not a ton of work to you, but a big value add to the clients, which is a whole separate discussion in what that looks like. So point one there was, no matter what happens, attempt to increase your pricing by at least 5% a year. And with recent inflation, I would actually say somewhere between 5 and 10% would be an appropriate amount to raise prices. And I'm hoping that you listen to this podcast relatively near the new year here for us in 2024, so that you can send that email out, or oftentimes you don't even have to. We didn't send emails out to say, hey, we're increasing pricing. We didn't need to, because in tourism, it's not like you've got, in most cases, you don't have any kind of membership program. And so you just do it. You just go on the website and you increase your price 5 to 10%. So if you're listening to this, maybe pause this podcast and go do that right now if you haven't done so already. The next piece to pricing I'm going to address is going to be for accommodation. So when it comes to accommodation, I'd say we made the mistake of thinking that we had to be full all the times, all the time, in order to maximize revenue. And what we learned a little bit later on is we didn't want to be full. We were okay with being at 80% capacity if we were still quite profitable. And so this is a simple supply and demand matrix. This is where you look at, okay, how many people are able to book here, and are we not reaching demand because it's outpricing the value for what we've got? Now, in saying this, I'm also going to be a massive advocate of do everything you can to stack the value so people feel like they're getting an amazing deal. And at the same time, you want to jack your prices up. So in our case, at the resort that we ran, I've said this in other podcasts, but our rates were easily double anything that was comparable in the area because we had a massive value stack. But then because they were double, often you're going to get individuals that are doing a quick glance at what you've got, and they're going to say, oh, okay, well, a week stay with you and a week stay with somebody that's comparable, you guys are twice as much. I just, at a glance, they're not going to understand the value. And that's okay. And that's where you're saying, hey, 80% of capacity can be a really good thing. If you are, and you know, you are well above the competition. It's a slightly different scenario if you're at 80% or less capacity and you're priced at or lower than your competition. That then denotes a need for a value stack. And a lot of that goes back to plus one offers, which I continually talk about, but that's, to me, that's the both cheapest way and most effective way to start building a value in your offer so that people are talking about it, you're getting referrals, you have something to legitimately talk about when you get into marketing, is looking at that plus one value stack. So from that standpoint, if you're in accommodation, being at 80% capacity is okay. If you're at 100% capacity, one of the things I would quickly look at is if you're at 100% capacity, let's look at raising your prices so you get to 80% capacity so that you're working less for more profit. So that's in accommodation. Now, when it comes to the tours side, depends on whether you've got high ticket or low ticket offers. If you have a low ticket offer, and when I say low ticket, this is something that it's hard to define low ticket, but this is something where you're charging a price that is typically, I'm going to call it, let's say sub $100, $200, maybe even $300. The defining factor here that I'm going to set between low ticket offer in tours and high ticket offer is, do you require a phone call for that person to book the tour? In other words, does the person need to phone you? Do you have to convince them that this is a good idea? Because they're outlaying quite a bit of money. So that typically, not always, but that typically starts to happen kind of past the few hundred dollar mark, $300 to $500 mark and beyond is when you're looking at a higher ticket offer. So on the low ticket offer side, it's very similar to accommodation where you should be looking at, am I booked 80%? If you're booked 100% all the time, again, that's a really good indication you want to raise your pricing, which overall, a lot of factors considered, but overall, you're going to have a higher profit margin there. And then when you're looking at high ticket offer, that's where things switch completely. So in high ticket offer, you're going to have a situation where you might be charging 500 and up. In our case, what we're selling currently, we're looking at close to $8,000 and up from there. And so in that scenario, you actually want to be much, much lower in terms of that let's call it 80% of the individuals that you bring in that are that you're bringing in as qualified leads that you're talking to. You actually want to be closer to between 30 and 40% that you are talking to are saying yes. Now that doesn't mean that your tours themselves are only sitting at 30 to 40%. You want to book those full, but you know that your pricing is right if you're sitting between 30 and 40%. And some of you might be asking, well, what happens? Like, why would that be the case? Would it not be good to talk to 10 people and sell 10 people? And I'd say, no, absolutely not. If you're talking to 10 people and selling 10 people, your pricing is way, way too low. You want to talk to 10 people and sell 3 to 4 of them, because the price should be a very, very serious consideration. And again, that's going to be a scenario where you're going to be much, much more profitable as a business because your pricing is so much higher. And not only are you more profitable, that's not really what this is exclusively about. When you have that amount of cash coming in for your services, you're able to provide much, much better services. With all that extra money, you can take that and allocate it to different parts of the experience in order to significantly enhance that experience. And that compounds your ability to be the best in the market. So that's my kind of quick and dirty pricing strategy, and it's brought on by the new year because new year is a good time to relook at pricing. And so one of these scenarios I would imagine would apply to you. And that's what you want to go with. So that's all I've got for today for pricing. As far as any other questions you guys have, I've taken a few questions in on Spotify, but go to Spotify. There's an area there to ask me anything you want, any questions you want related to marketing and tourism. I'm going to go through and answer those in future podcasts. All right. I'll see you guys on the other side. Cheers.